Does a prayer have to invoke God or some kind of higher power? According to the Arizona State Legislature, the answer is yes. Earlier this week, Representative Athena Salmon, a Democrat from Tempe, read a humanist prayer to open the House's floor session. She said, quote, "In a nation eager to be polarized in its views, allow us in this moment to recognize what we have in common. Remember the humanity that resides within each and every person here, and each and every person in the city, and in all people in the nation and world as a whole."
But that didn't go over well with some House Republicans. Representative Mark Finchem offered his own prayer invoking Jesus instead of the one read by Salmon, and House Majority Leader John Allen sent out a memo to lawmakers specifying that prayers must invoke a higher power. And to talk more about this, I'm joined now by Representative Salmon. So you're an atheist and you've been public about that. What were you hoping to achieve when you decided to read this prayer in the State House?
So I am openly atheist and a part of the humanist community here in Tempe and Greater Phoenix. And my community thought that it would be a wonderful opportunity to share some words that we guide our life with to open up the day's business through the prayer. And so we just thought it was a great opportunity to share our higher power, which is the goodness in humanity, with my colleagues here at the legislature.
Were you surprised by the reaction in the legislature when you read the prayer the other day?
Yeah, I was incredibly surprised. And one of my members of my community actually wrote the prayer and gave me permission to read it. So I don't want to take credit for the beautiful words spoken. What this comes down to is government officials in the Arizona legislature are trying to define the parameters of prayer. And to me and to my community, it doesn't take an atheist to see that that is fundamentally wrong. And so that's why this morning you'll see interfaith leaders coming together to protect our constitutional freedom.
Right. And there is a protest planned today. What are the goals of that?
Just to reemphasize that it's not the business of government to define how people should pray.
Let's take a quick step back. So what are the rules now for prayers in the state legislature? There is a prayer read by a member of the legislature every session, right?
Yeah, so we all vote on rules, a rule book. And so it's part of Rule 7, number 2. And what that simply says is prayer.
So you're protesting today, and the people who are coming out to protest this attempt to change those rules are religious groups as well as non-religious groups. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And in a way, you can call it a protest. But for me, I see it more as a symbolic gesture of unity, because ultimately, and at the end of the day, it's the goodness in humanity that unifies us, regardless of your faith perspective. And so I think that's what we are aiming more to celebrate and highlight and remind government officials in the Arizona legislature, it is not our job to define how we should pray.
Were you surprised that religious groups wanted to join you in this?
No, absolutely not. I believe that the Arizona House of Representatives is the people's house, and I represent the 26th district. And in my district, not only are there humanists or atheists, there are people of the Muslim faith, people of the Jewish faith, the Christian faith. And I am not surprised that we see the interfaith connection of the incident that happened, I believe, on Tuesday. So I'm actually heartened and encouraged by the response that I've received from people of all faith backgrounds. And I think that, to me, this is what gives me hope, and this is what this is about.
Representative Athena Salmon is a Democrat from Tempe. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
And Representative Salmon will be presenting a formal protest today in the State House, arguing that requiring this prayer to invoke a higher power violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment.